This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Israel remain mostly clear today, with a gentle breeze cooling off the warm afternoon. Expect similar conditions in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a light coastal haze is present. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF has confirmed the death of Ibrahim Abu Tsakar, a Hamas terrorist linked to the kidnapping of Mia Shem on October 7. This occurred during an IDF strike earlier today. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, negotiations over Hamas disarmament remain at an impasse. Talks are ongoing under the Trump administration's Gaza peace plan. Also this hour, The Forward reports a California man has pleaded guilty to charges in the 2023 death of a pro-Israel protester. He will avoid a prison sentence. Separately, according to JTA, a man faces charges for two synagogue shootings in the Toronto area. The incidents have unsettled the local Jewish community. And finally, from earlier today, The Times of Israel reports UK police have made a third arrest related to an attempted arson on a London synagogue last month. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel reports UK police have made a third arrest in the London synagogue arson case from last month, posting just minutes ago. I24News_EN, an Israeli international news broadcaster, warned of a highly incomplete deal between the US and Iran. They posted earlier today that the deal focuses on regional issues but neglects ballistic missiles and proxies. Belaz News, a local news outlet, reported that Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog held a secret meeting with Yaakov Bardugo, a Netanyahu ally, discussing options for ending the prime minister's corruption trial. This report comes as Herzog resists pressure from President Trump to grant clemency. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the death of Ibrahim Abu Tsakar, the IDF confirmed this development earlier today. Abu Tsakar, a Hamas member posing as a paramedic, was involved in kidnapping Israeli citizen Mia Shem. His death marks a significant blow to Hamas's operational capability. This strike aligns with Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks threatening its security. Turning to the Gaza peace talks, the Jerusalem Post notes that negotiations continue without resolution. Hamas remains firm against disarmament proposals. The sticking point involves security guarantees and Israeli withdrawal conditions. The outcome will affect future stability in the region and broader peace efforts. Meanwhile, the California legal case reported by The Forward sees a man avoiding prison for the death of a pro-Israel protester. This plea deal closes a chapter in a case that stirred tensions in the U.S. Jewish community. It raises questions about justice and accountability in politically charged incidents. Lastly, the Toronto area synagogue shootings have heightened security concerns in Jewish communities worldwide. JTA highlights the impact of these attacks on local community morale. The ongoing investigation is crucial for restoring a sense of safety among residents. On the economic front, first, Globes reports the Israeli AI e-commerce company Z has raised $60 million, valuing the firm at $500 million. The startup, founded by Iron Source veterans, is poised for rapid growth following its recent emergence from stealth mode. Separately, according to CTech, Israel is accelerating fighter jet deals amid concerns over U.S. support. The focus is on securing F-35 and F-15 squadrons to ensure future military capabilities. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Iran's economy is nearing collapse due to war and a naval blockade. With inflation at about 70%, industrial shutdowns, and high unemployment, the situation is dire and could impact regional stability. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.